Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
If you were listening to us here on Wednesday's show, you'll know we were talking to some of the Trinity College students who were protesting at the Book of Kells exhibition in Dublin. And it was over a proposal to increase some programme costs. Now, in an update, Trinity College Dublin Student Union has been fined €214,000 by the college for the financial losses that were incurred by what they described as the disruptive protests by the union throughout the year. The deputy editor of Trinity News, the newspaper, Ellen Kenny, is with us here on Lunchtime Live today. When did this development emerge, Ellen?
Hi, Andrea. How are you? Thanks for having me. This basically emerged yesterday afternoon, Thursday. And yeah, the union had just received an email, an invoice from the college saying that they had been fined €214,000 for partial loss, financial loss incurred throughout the year. And that's basically from five protests that have happened this year, specifically at the Book of Kells. I think from September, they've been protesting there over different issues. And
so it's not just solely relating to the protest on Tuesday of this week then?
Yeah, it's not just for that protest that happened on Tuesday. This is from five protests that have happened across the academic year, where basically now the college have said, because every time there is a protest at the Book of Kells, it is completely shut down. The tourists who got tickets are refunded. The gift shop is closed. So they're losing all revenue from the Book of Kells for that entire day. The college have now just basically said to the union, these five times you have cost the college this amount of money, so it's time to foot the bill, basically.
Okay. On footing that bill, the president of the Trinity College Dublin Students' Union, Laszlo Molnarfi, is with us here again on Lunchtime Live. Laszlo, what was your reaction when you got the fine?
Well, Trinity College Dublin, I think, has declared war on students, on the student body, and on the principle of solidarity and a union. That's absolutely shocking. It's an ill-fated attempt to intimidate, threaten, suppress, and harass the student movement.
Can you really say it's an attempt to harass and intimidate, Laszlo?
Yes, I can. I can, in fact, because it follows a series of escalations by university management, such as being brought in to disciplinary meetings, not just for protest at the Book of Kells, but protest elsewhere on campus.
Okay, but the reality is the college have said that there has been a financial incurred financial losses over the series of a number of protests throughout the past number of months. They're looking for the €214,000 back. You're the president of the Students' Union. How are you going to pay this bill?
We are not going to pay it. University management is scared. They're scared because we have seen student organizing this year that stands up for example, for Palestine, for the liberation of Palestine, by asking our universities to cut ties with Israeli institutions that are deeply complicit in genocide, in settler colonialism.
But how are you going to pay the bill? I mean, I'm just thinking, Laszlo, with the other students that are part of the Students' Union there, and the incoming, like the next Student Union president and the whole Student Union body, how is the bill going to be paid? You're just not going to pay it at all.
We are not going to be paying the bill.
Look at the difficulty that poses for next year's term.
Excuse me. It sets a dangerous precedent for the right to protest. The right to protest is under attack by university management, the same way it's under attack in UCD, the same way it's under attack in Colombia, where students are being suspended and expelled and brutalized by the police for protesting for Palestine.
Well, no, they say in a statement, we asked Trinity, Laszlo, for a statement actually about this, and they got back to us and they said, the protest involving the blockades at the Book of Kells experience has had a negative financial impact as visitors that can't enter. We've no obligation, Trinity has an obligation, apologies, to protect the Book of Kells. It's a national treasure. And they support your right to protest within the rules of the university.
No, they're saying we like when you protest only in the non-disruptive, completely insignificant way that we want you to protest. The truth is that when we protest without disruption, when we write letters or petitions, they don't listen to us. So disruptive protest is the only protest that works. And that disruptive protest is what we will be taking as a union. That's what we'll be doing as a union, because that is the purpose of a union.
Okay.
It is to escalate its actions when its demands aren't met. And there's an ongoing genocide in Gaza, and our universities are criminalizing and trying to intimidate student protesters from speaking out against
that
genocide.
€214,000 that is the fine that has been issued to the students' union. What does that represent of the actual budget that you get from the college as part of the union? Roughly,
the students pay a contribution charge to the union, but our budget, it represents about 20 to 30% of our yearly budget.
About 20 to 30%. And has there been consultation with the students, Laszlo? When you say that you're, I know you're the president, I respect that, of the union. When you say you're not going to pay the fine to the college, like, have you informed the college of this?
Oh, absolutely.
They know.
Of course we're not going to be paying it. I mean, students, in fact, in the recent weeks, the strategy has backfired massively, right, on the college. It has. We have had hundreds and hundreds of new people joining our campaigns group, so joining our campaigns against fees, against rents, but also joining Trinity BBS, which is Boycott, Divestment, Sanctions Against Israel. So that is a Trinity Student Union campaigns group. We had hundreds of people joining that. It has seen our movement grow. It has exposed the university for abandoning its values, like they pretend to be progressive, but in fact, they're not at all. They want to intimidate the student voice. And it has generated so much press attention, negative press attention on Trinity, that it has contributed to our campaigns, to the students' campaigns, in a very positive way.
Ellen is with us still, Laszlo. Ellen Kenny, from the who's the deputy editor of the Trinity newspaper. What happens now, Ellen? Do you know if the union won't pay the fine?
Well, they have until the end of May, according to the bill, to pay this invoice fine, whatever, however you frame it. But as Laszlo said, the union don't plan on paying it. I guess there will then have to be meetings, probably some legal ramifications of that. One of the concerns could be, I know the grant that the college gives to the student union every year is give or take €300,000. So I guess there has been no implication that is at risk currently, but there could be some, if this 200 grand isn't paid, that could be something that in future meetings over the grant.
And what is that money used for, that 300,000? That's
just for the general running of the union. It's not just protests that the union do. They do provide a lot of student services, events, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Very active, for sure. No doubt about it. James has got in touch to say, I do think that the students had the right to protest, but I don't think that the right to block access. They should have informed tourists they were protesting and allow the tourists the choice to support or enter. However, they crossed the line when they blocked the access, as the saying goes. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes, according to James. 087 1400 106 is the number. Another texter, it sounds like the students are being taught a lesson. Actions have consequences. It goes on and on and on about all the things people think should happen in this instance. Listen, Laszlo, thank you for joining us again in the show today. Laszlo's the Malnarfi is the president of the student union body there at Trinity College Dublin, and Ellen Kenny, who's the deputy editor of the Trinity newspaper. It's €214,000. It's an awful lot of money. But anyway, we'll have to wait and see what happens. You heard Laszlo tell us here in Lunchtime Live, we're not going to pay it.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.